Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States President Joe Biden made a solemn call Wednesday to defend democracy while laying out the reasons for ending his re-election bid from the Oval Office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden never mentioned Donald Trump in his Oval Office address, but did make clear what he sees as the stakes in the campaign. The president said Americans face a choice in November.
Between hope and hate. Between unity and division.
He praised presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
She's experienced. She's tough. She's capable.
In Charlotte hours earlier.
So now we have a new victim to defeat. Lion Kamala Harris.
Trump mispronounced her name.
The most incompetent and far-left vice president in American history.
Calling her the driving force behind every Biden catastrophe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets with Vice President Kamala Harris today. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris, as she heads to a meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is under scrutiny from both those who think the administration has not done enough to end the war and those who are questioning her ability to serve as commander-in-chief. In the past, Harris, whose husband Doug Emhoff is Jewish, has emphasized her support for and personal ties to Israel.
We are looking at extreme acts of terrorism.
Harris denounced the attack by Hamas soon after it happened, but as the death toll rose in the Gaza Strip, Harris reiterated calls for a ceasefire during a speech in Selma, Alabama in March.
Let's reunite the hostages with their families, and let's provide immediate relief to the people of Gaza.
Jennifer King, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Typhoon Gamey is headed for China after leaving 25 dead in Taiwan and the Philippines. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Typhoon Gamey swept up the western Pacific, intensifying seasonal rains earlier in the week in the Philippines. In Kaohsiung City in Taiwan, residents told reporters the flood water from the storm was so high that it reached neck level at some points. Whilst the majority of the dead so far were in the Philippines, several people also died in Taiwan. In China's coastal Fujian province, flights, trains and ferry services were cancelled and more than 150,000 people evacuated. After hitting the coast, the storm is expected to bring heavy rains to inland areas, including the capital Beijing, over the next few days. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 250 people have died in landslides in southern Ethiopia, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said on Thursday, and the death toll is expected to nearly double. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Heavy rains triggered a landslide that buried people in the Gopher Zone on Sunday night. A second landslide the next day engulfed those engaged in rescue efforts. One Gopher resident, Alamitu Soma, said she had recently given birth to twins.
My husband is dead. My sister is dead. Her body has not been found. The day is dark for me.
Deb Moriaele, an administrator in Gopher Zone, said rescuers had so far recovered 226 bodies, which had been buried at a funeral ceremony and were searching for more.
David Doyle from Reuters. In Uvalde, school police officer has pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from actions during the 2022 mass school shooting. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
A former Uvalde, Texas school police officer who was part of the slow law enforcement response to the 2022 mass shooting at Robb Elementary School has pleaded not guilty during a court appearance. Adrian Gonzalez was one of nearly 400 law enforcement personnel who responded to the scene but then waited more than 70 minutes to confront the shooter inside the school. Teary-eyed family members were in the courtroom in the small Texas town to watch as Gonzalez was arraigned on charges of abandoning and failing to protect children who were killed and wounded. Gonzalez and former Uvalde School's police chief Pete Arredondo were indicted by a grand jury in June. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Romania said it found Russian drone fragments on its territory on Thursday, and NATO said it saw no sign of an intentional attack on the alliance's territory after Moscow troops fired 38 long-range drones into Ukraine overnight. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.